Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the Secret Vibe Lounge. And welcome especially to the newcomers. I'm so happy to have you here. Come and sit down, grab your favorite beverage, and let's begin. So VIBE is an acronym for vision, intention, belief, and expectation. And this is where you get to change your perspective on those particular attributes. Our energy, vibration is so important. It's the activating energy of anything that we create. And I wanted to speak today on reality, a reality check. First and foremost, we have to understand that we are spiritual beings having a physical experience. And spiritual is just a way of saying that, or acknowledging that, we are energetic beings. Yes, we have physical form, but everything is made of energy. But we were created and designed with an intention in mind from the Most High. And I wanted to talk about the fact that we need to be very mindful about what we think about. You see, what you think about actually creates your reality. We are constantly co-creating at any given time, whether we're aware of it or not. Our conscious thoughts and our subconscious thoughts all add up. And I like to liken it to opening up a book and writing in my notebook, and what I write on the world, except I'm doing it with my thoughts, I create. But what a lot of people do is they look at what they've written, which what is reflected back at us from the world, and we say we are not responsible for this. We are not responsible for what we created in our reality, which of course is completely false. And so the first question that I usually ask in this lounge is, what are you thinking about? Ask yourself right now, what do I want? And I ask that of you so that you can center and focus yourself on creating a reality that is pleasing to you. Because if you're focused on something that you do not want, if you're in a mode of complaint, you will attract it into your reality. So what is reality? Well, I'm going to talk about two realities today. I'm going to talk about false reality, and I'm going to talk about the reality. So when I say the reality, know this: God is love, and everything that God creates never dies. It's never destroyed. And it is that which is never changeless. It is always here. You see, the reality is, as God created it, is that reality is perfect because God is perfect, and anything that God creates is perfect. So we actually live in a super abundant, super joyful, super peaceful reality. And when we do not see that we live in a super joyful, super peaceful, super abundant reality, we are creating something that is different to the and contrary to the will of God. And when we walk in that energy, we give it life. Now, how do we create that reality? We create it with our thoughts. We create it with that pen in the notebook, metaphorically speaking. And we give it life when we activate it with our emotion. Energy in motion. And so your perspective of a situation is simply that, is just a perspective. It isn't real. You see, another person could have another perspective from you, but it doesn't make it right or wrong. It's all just perspective. You see, if you think that you can, then you can. If you think that you can't, then you can't. You're both right. You see, because it's your perspective, but it doesn't make it true. You see, a perspective is just a slice of the picture. It's how you're looking at things. It's not how God looks at things. God has totality of vision. It's in a different dimension where time doesn't exist, where there is no past, present, and future. There is only now, because there is no time. And so God knows your beginning, your middle, and your end. And He created you perfect. But if you do not see that you are perfect, because you've been born into a world that tells you different, and you've absorbed the lies that are around you and the illusions, and you walk in the energy of the illusions, then you create a false reality. So what are you thinking about today? You see, there is only faith. Where if whatever you give your faith to, you will create. Whether you're conscious of it or not. So if you are in a complaining mode, you see, your energy goes, your emotion goes where your energy flows, where your focus is. You're going to add emotion to it and you're going to activate it with your energy and you're going to create it. And that is you giving faith to something that you do not want. Think about that for a moment. You're giving faith to something that you do not want. Based on false evidence, yes, your perspective appearing real. So the reality is that you have everything that you need. You have everything that you need within. And so when you conduct your life from a space of I am not enough, guess what you create? Evidence of that belief. Because every belief that you have seeks to be objectified. And so often when I'm coaching ladies, I had an example I'll give you an example of a lady that came to me the other day and she said, Valerie, I'm recognizing that I'm developing this pattern again. And what she meant was that she had acknowledged that she's the common denominator of her relationships. And here she was, almost as a third person, observing herself and looking at her behavior in relation to a new guy that had entered her life. And she saw herself doing the same thing again and knew that she would give the same results. And that was a huge step for her, because it's in your awareness that you have then the ability to change what you're creating. And when I spoke with her, I realized that, of course, her thoughts were creating that reality. The thoughts determine your feelings, which is that activating energy will now create your actions, and your actions will determine your results. If you don't like your results, know that you need to change your thoughts. And I saw in speaking to her where she believed that she was going to be abandoned. This guy was going to leave her. And because she had that thought, and that's all it was just a thought, which she'd picked up from her childhood, an interpretation from an event in her childhood that made her think that this person was going to leave her. And so believing that, she then gave it energy and she walked in the energy of that belief. So in her mind, pre-anticipating that this person would leave, she would give off a vibe that, you know, I don't think you're going to hang around. She would talk from that place of energy, flippant, you know. You see where this is going? And then that inevitably becomes her reality. But here she was able to see and to hold that thought in its tracks because she could see where it was leading to. You see, we are the master of our destiny. We have the ability to shift it into different directions. What direction will you take your ship today? You're the captain of your own ship. What direction will you take it? You know, recently I was listening to a Kevin Samuels video where this lady, she was asked by him to rate herself, and she said that she was a 5. And he said that she was average at best, and the video went viral. He was looked at as being very mean, and in some parts you could see that his manner was a bit derogative, but I could see where that came from. No judgment here. But it caused me to think, well, why, if a person believes that they are enough, and I know why we think that way, because of the reality, false reality we're born into, would you seek validation from another person? Why did she feel that she needed to seek validation from another person? And her story was an echo of what a lot of us think, that we're not enough. Let me tell you right now, God is within us and we have everything that we need. Let's just do a reality check here. We have everything that we need. We just need to tap into that, the truth of that, and make that our reality. Walk in the energy of that truth. When you believe that you have everything that you need and you walk in the energy of that, there's a peace that surpasses all understanding. You could be in the midst of hellfire, and because you have peace within you, people are looking at you and thinking, how is it that you're so calm? From that energy standpoint, everything around you has to conform to the energy that you're projecting. I would really like you to sample that. Go out and try it and see that it is true. You know, I remember one day, I picked up my granddaughter from school and I wanted to use the bathroom. I had to take her to the doctor's, but I needed to do a bathroom stop. And I came home, which was en route, and I ran upstairs to the bathroom, came back downstairs. And I said, okay, let's jump in the car. And I couldn't find my keys. It was the oddest thing. I went back upstairs, I couldn't find it, came back downstairs, where are these keys? And I was looking all around me, and I checked the kitchen, but it was like I knew I hadn't gone in the kitchen. I'm sure that you can relate. And then I stood there and I centered myself and I did something that I always do when I lose something. I closed my eyes and I said, I have this in my hand. God, if it's your will that I should receive it, if I should have it, then let me have it. But if it's lost to someone else, because there is no loss, let it be beneficial to another. And so I stood there and I said, I have this in my hand. And as I stood there, I realized that I had my purse in my hand. And as I opened the purse, I began to laugh because the keys were in my purse. And there I was running around and I had it in my hand the whole time. And that was the reality, isn't it? That's the reality. We have what we need the whole time. But if you do not see it, how then can you experience it? And oftentimes, what we pray for, we should be praying in a way that acknowledges that we already have it. So therefore, it is a prayer of gratitude. As often, what we ask for doesn't come in the package of what we expect. It comes to us in a way that we couldn't possibly have envisioned. Why? Because we only have perspective. Our perspective is meaningless. That's all it is. It's illusionary. You see, we were not designed to lean on our understanding because we cannot have the total vision. God has total vision. He's all knowing. God is within us and all around us. And so when we can drop our perspective, we open ourselves to millions of avenues that we couldn't even begin to imagine in ways in which God can answer our prayer. It is arrogant to think that this is the only way that this can be accomplished. It is arrogant to think that you alone have the answers. And God answers our prayers. We see something, we feel that gut instinct, that intuition within us, pulling us in a direction. If we get quiet enough, we can feel it. And it leads us in the path that we should go. But what do? We allow ourselves to get into a place of being pulled into different directions and distractions, and the voice inside of us will never elevate its voice high enough to compete with illusions. It remains quiet. You have to level yourself with that voice. You have to align yourself with that voice, and believe me, it's in there. It's within you. It's that gut feeling, that God feeling that leads you. Sometimes you just feel this pull to turn left. Sometimes you just feel this pull to call this person. Sometimes you just feel a pull to go to a particular shop, and you're thinking with your logical mind, why do I feel like doing this? That's because God is leading to you to the thing, or God is leading to you a thing that will lead you to the thing that will lead you to you meeting the answer to your prayer. But if you're not in a mode of expectation to receive it from other avenues apart from the one that you're completely focused on, then you will miss it. And I have proved this time and time again. So start to observe your prayers being answered. Start to listen to that voice within you that will guide you in the way that you should go. You see, there is a reality. And the reality that God created looks nothing like the one that we've created. So align yourself with possibilities that are outside of your perspective. You know, recently I watched the series on Netflix called The Queen of the South. And there was something that the guy said. He said, revenge is like blinders on a horse that prevents you from seeing other avenues. And I replaced the word with revenge with perspective, because that's what perspective does. When you think that you're so fixed on your perspective that this is the way, it blinds you from looking at all other avenues. I would like you to look at the palm of your hand right now. Five fingers. Are there not different roots to the palm of your hand? There is, isn't there? Don't rely on your own understanding. Open yourself up and see what God has in store for you. So in the morning, a good way of giving that gratitude is a very high vibration, is to meditate quietly in the mornings. Visualize on that which you want. See it in your mind's eye. But it's not just about seeing it in your mind's eye. It's about feeling it. It means becoming it. Becoming the vibration of the thing that you are desiring, because it's the energy that activates it, that sets it in motion. And have faith that it is going to come into your life. But what you have to do is, though, even though you use visualization and feeling it, embodying it, to start the ball rolling, set it and forget it. Don't have any expectation that it's going to come to you the way that you expected it. You see? This is where you allow the other avenues to work for you. Like the story that I told you with the purse. The keys were in the purse. You never know the package that your prayer will be presented to you in. So take heed of that. So we're in these times. We look about this world around us at the moment. I saw a video yesterday where they're talking about the fourth industrial revolution and this new world order that we're entering into. And, you know, we're still standing. You're here in this lounge. There have been many people that have not made it, but yet we're still standing. We're here to enter and to witness this change before our very eyes. And with all things that are being birthed, there are birth pangs. There are birth pangs around the world. The like that we have never ever seen before. And so I'm sharing this message today because it's very easy to get caught up in negativity at this moment in time, to feel fear. But like I said, fear is just false evidence appearing real. You can create your own bubble. You can create a world based on your perspective that is based on truth. That you have everything that you need. You have everything that you need. So what is it that you're wanting today? Give it your faith and it will manifest. Yes, we've got new ways of doing things. A lot of the world has moved online as people have had to stay at home and do their jobs from behind a desk at home. Different avenues. Don't think that your goals cannot be realized. You just need to adapt to a new way of living. A lot of people think that we're going to be going back to a world that was like before, but we're not. There have been great technological advancements. We are going into a new normal. We're not going back. And so we have to get ourselves ready. We have to get our mindset ready so that we can go into this world. But I want you to understand who you are. You see, understand who you are. And if you lean and understand on who you are, you can create a reality that is in alignment with the will of God. Don't allow yourself to be a victim, because you are not a victim. You are a victor. Keep your mind focused on what you want. Don't allow yourself to be distracted. So understand how the laws that God has given us work. And I love to talk about the law of attraction, because when you understand how it works and you can interact with it using VIBE, which is an acronym for vision, intention, belief and expectation, you can achieve great things. Law of attraction basically states that like energy attracts like energy. Whatever energy you project, you will attract more of that feeling. That's the most simplest way I can use it to describe it. If you put out anxiety, you will attract circumstances and experiences that will give you more anxiety. So even if you're going through the most turbulent of times at this moment, trust in who you are. I prize peace as a value above all others. Because when you've got peace of mind, when you can look into your bank account and see that it's almost to zero, that peace, that trust that the God's universe will bring to you what you need so that you can experience more peace will be delivered. I've come to an age in my life where I can look back at this track record of events where I have received just in time, God's perfect timing, because I've stood on the real reality that I am super abundant, that I am joyful, that I am peace. And so I extend this to you now. To know that, first of all, claim the energy first, and then walk in the energy of that which you have claimed, and start to see your life change. Start to practice it, and you will be amazed at what you create around you. Understand how the law of attraction works. That is one of the biggest gifts that I can give to you, as it applies to all areas of your life, all of your relationships, whether it's romantic, whether it is a family member, whether it's a work relationship. If you understand how this law works, it will be the greatest gift that I give to you. So hold your head high in these turbulent times. Know that you're a child of the Most High, and know that you can create your reality. Lean not on your own understanding, and know that you are living in a benevolent universe. You are part of a benevolent universe, one that is kindly, that one that is loving.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom! face.